In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's almost 3 weeks since we celebrated the great feast of Christmas, the mystery of the Incarnation, the celebration of the first coming of the one they call Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, a name given to Jesus, which describes the Christmas feast well, in an holistic way, God and human beings becoming one. On this Sunday after the Epiphany, we're focusing our hearts and minds on the baptism of Jesus, and a word to sum it up that makes sense of Jesus' baptism is this: solidarity. God with us, in solidarity with us in every way. And on this day we celebrate Jesus' baptism, we look two ways: to his baptism, his spiritual preparation for the kingdom of God that John the Baptist preached and inaugurated, that would be fulfilled on the cross, and to our baptism, when we died and entered the Easter mystery, where dying in baptism means living to Jesus Christ. He went up from the water to the cross, and theologically, in the ministry of Jesus, his baptism and his cross are the one event. He who was the life of all people surrendered his life that we might live, all the way to a cross. The writer to the Philippians tells us that Jesus so emptied himself, gave himself up, who, though in the form and nature of God, let all of his rights and privileges as God, his privileges of kingship, go, and he took the form of a slave. It's in this context that we make sense of the baptism of Jesus, not a baptism like ours, which is all about turning back to God in repentance and renewal, but a baptism showing his total submission to the will of his Father. From the water up to the cross. The great film directed by Franco Zeffirelli, Jesus of Nazareth, some of you may know it, it's well worth having a look. It's a wonderfully encouraging and inspiring film. Zeffirelli portrays in the scene where Jesus is baptised this leaving the water, heading to the cross, and he portrays it well. Michael York plays a wild-eyed, enigmatic prophet, John the Baptist. Waist deep in the muddy Jordan River, as a people come in faith with hope for baptism. And there's no doubt that John's baptism is all about renewal and transformation. Robert Powell portrays Jesus, and as Jesus' eyes meet John's eyes, something is exchanged: spirit and destiny. And as Jesus kneels in the river, he bows his head to the Baptist in all humility. Open-hearted, open-minded, ready to follow the way of the Father, from the water up to the cross. Zeffirelli takes a little bit of poetic license and has John the Baptist speak those words attributed to the Father over his cousin Jesus. "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." John prophesies over Jesus his mission, his ministry, his kingdom direction. And so the way to the cross is entered upon. For a new kingdom through a broken king. A king like this world has never met before. From the water up to the cross. But even a broken king, especially a broken King Jesus, can show forth the glory and majesty of God. In the second century, Irenaeus was thought to have said, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive." And that's Jesus, the only one to ever live a life fully oriented, fully focused on the kingdom of God. And this Jesus, baptized in the Jordan, stands in solidarity with us and identifies with us as he enters the Jordan River for baptism. Not a baptism to cleanse and forgive his sin, because he was like us in every way except for sin. But Jesus shows his intention to follow the way of the cross, and not the way of self or world or something else. There's mystery and there's paradox in the baptism of Jesus, just as there is in our baptism, in our common life as God's people. You'll hear people say, "Well, I just want to live a bit before I die." Fair enough. But when we're baptized, we die that we might live in Christ and the kingdom. We die that we might live. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it bears a full head of grain. So welcome to the cross, brothers and sisters. Up from the water to the cross, and through the cross to life, as Irenaeus described, a life of glory by being fully awake, fully alert, fully alive to God. You know, Jesus didn't do anything much before his baptism. But from that point, that place of spiritual awakening, he went forth and he called followers and he taught them and he sent them out and he equipped them to live for the kingdom. In baptism, that's our call too. The baptized person is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. New life through God the Holy Spirit. So I wonder how you're doing today living out your baptism. From the water up to the cross, through to eternal life. But we don't undertake this ministry alone. God the Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism to enable us, to equip, to inspire, to burn in our hearts with the love of God. And we have the church, the community of faith, to walk with us. We have the sacraments of grace to feed and nurture and encourage us. and we have one another from the water up to the cross to make the journey home to the Father through the Son, equipped by the Holy Spirit. Amen.